Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Fem Industries Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. Please state these statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all the participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Hitesh. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY26 conference call of Fem Industries Limited. We will start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we will open the floor for questions and answers. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, the Executive Chairman of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Q4 FY26 and full year FY26 earnings call of the Fem Industries Limited. Joining me on today's call are Rahul Jain, Managing Director, Aanchal Jain, Joint Managing Director, Rajesh Sharma, Joint Managing Director, Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary, O.P. Gupta, CFO, and other members of the finance team. Our investor presentation and the results are now available on our website and the stock exchange. We trust you have reviewed the same. Let me begin with the macro environment during FY26. Geopolitical tension, currency fluctuations, and cost pressure continue to shape up the operating environment for business across the world. Yet, the Indian automotive industry remained resilient, driven by strong fundamentals and continued innovation. Against this backdrop, Fem delivers its strongest performance to date. This achievement reflects the strength of our customer relationship and resilience of our business model and enduring value of and the capabilities we have built over the years. Let me now turn to the two-wheeler industry. FY26 marked an important milestone as industry production exceeds the pre-pandemic peak achieved in FY19. Production volumes for the year grew about 12% to an all-time high of roughly 26.7 million units. Growth was driven by improving rural demand, shift towards premium vehicles, and the steady adoption of the electric vehicle. Coming to the Fem performance, I am very pleased to report that FY26 has been a record year for the company on every key measure. We delivered strong revenue growth and all-time high profit and our best-ever margins. For the full year, our revenue grew by about 16%, and the profit after tax grew even faster by 24%. Our EBITDA margin also reached a record level, supported by operating leverage and the benefit of our integrated manufacturing models. Let me share a few highlights of the strong progress with our key customers. At TVS, we remain a trusted partner across major platforms, including the iQube, Jupiter, Moped, and motorcycles. This reflects the depth of our long-standing relationship. With Honda, our relationship continues to expand, including on Activa EV platform and several new models under development. At Royal Enfield, we support key models such as the Classic, and are also participated in emerging EV initiatives. We also recorded healthy growth with Suzuki and Yamaha during the year. At Hero, we achieved an important milestone with approval for a new upcoming EV platform, creating opportunities to further expand our presence in the fast-growing electric mobility segment. Importantly, most of the new business we are winning in LED-led. This reinforces both the industry's technology transition and the FIAM leadership in advanced automotive lighting. Alongside growth, we continue to invest in the future. As a part of our long-term commitment to responsible manufacturing, I am pleased to share that we have started our journey into green power. We have commenced the rollout of the rooftop solar and open access renewable energy across our plants. At our Hosur facility, around 65% of our energy needs are already met through solar power, with a further 20% being added through wind energy. We intend to roll out this model across all our other plants over the coming years. This will help reduce our energy costs, improve operational stability, and advance our goal and becoming a carbon neutral company. Now, turning my attention to the four-wheeler segment, we continue to see significant traction in the business and will start fulfilling key orders for clients like Mahindra and Mahindra starting this year. As you know that Mr. Vinny Sahni has stepped down as CEO to pursue another opportunity, this transition has been smooth and well planned. The leadership responsibilities have been assumed by our Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Jain, who will continue to drive the company's growth agenda with particular focus on expanding our four-wheeler business. I am also delighted to share that Ms. Achal Jain has been appointed Joint Managing Director. She will work in tandem with Mr. Rajesh Sharma, our existing Joint Managing Director, who has a vast experience in the automotive industries. Their combined experience and leadership will further strengthen the company's management team. As we look ahead to FY27, I remain confident about the opportunities before us. The industries continue to benefit from healthy underlying demand, while the shift towards premium technology-rich vehicles align closely with our strength and capabilities. Supported by a strong order book and a robust customer pipeline, we are well positioned for the next phase of the growth. With this, I now hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to take you through the detailed finance performance.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. First, I will present Q4 numbers, after which I will cover the full year FY26. The company has registered quarterly sales of ₹744.35 crore in Q4 of FY26 as compared to ₹633.8 crore over the same quarter last year, registering a growth of 17.44%. The EBITDA in Q4 was ₹109.18 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 14.67% as compared to ₹83.81 crore over the same quarter last year, with EBITDA margin of 13.22%. The PAT of the company has also increased to ₹70.59 crore as compared to ₹57.69 crore in Q4 of FY25, representing an increase of 22.36%. Now, I will briefly cover the numbers of full financial year 25-26. During FY26, the company has achieved net sales of rupees 2,790.65 crore as compared to rupees 2,404.96 crore in FY25, representing a growth of 16.04%. EBITDA stood at rupees 393.34 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 14.09% as compared to rupees 320.73 crore during FY25, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.34%. As a percentage of total automotive lighting, the LED lighting stand at 60% in comparison to 60% during last 3 years. PAT of the company stood at rupees 253.87 crore as compared to rupees 204.14 crore during FY25, which is higher by 24.36%. I am also pleased to share that the board has recommended a final dividend of 400%, that is rupees 40 per share, amounting to rupees 105.28 crore. During the year, the company has made a capex of rupees 108.31 crore. With this, I end the financial brief, and now the floor is open for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Arun Agarwal from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, the line got disconnected. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Persistent Capital. Please go ahead. Anubhav, sir? Anubhav, sir, can you hear me? I would request you to disconnect the line and please rejoin. We are not audible. The next question is from the line of Dilip Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
This year, the receivable amount has just jumped up. So I just wanted to know what caused it and are we liable to get that money back from our customers?
Sorry, your voice is not clear. Can you speak loudly?
I had a question regarding receivables.
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
The receivables are,
yeah. Sir, your voice is very low, sir.
Okay. Is it better?
Can
now?
You please raise your hand, sir, because we can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm speaking into my handset. What I wanted to ask was that the receivables have shot up this year versus last. I was just wondering if there was a problem with any of our customers and are we liable to get our money back?
Yeah, this is Arvind. You are seeing the numbers, you are right. There is some increase in the number of debtors, but you please understand there is no change in the payment terms. Earlier, we used to discount the bills from our two major customers. One is the TVS. Now, company has good cash flows and cash available. So, we discontinued the bill discounting and this is the only difference of the numbers. Otherwise, there is no difference in the terms of the payment.
Good to know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. So first, I think on a yearly basis, the other expenses and employee cost has increased in comparison to the revenue. So what would be the reasons for that? Are we front-loading any CapEx that you're planning? And accordingly, could you give us more color on the four-wheeler CapEx that we were deciding? What is the amount, and is there any greenfield according to the RFQs and interest that we're seeing in the product?
Yeah, so let me answer your first question. That is about the employee cost. So as a percentage of sale this year, for full year, this is 13.80, and earlier also, this is the same as 13.62. So there is no major, change. And some of the difference you will see this because of the increase in the labor cost notified recently.
Okay, and on the other part you asked on the four-wheeler CapEx, as we have highlighted in the past, our CapEx program, if you look at it, we look at it at a company level. We have a projected CapEx of 200-odd crores over the next 2 years. Last year, we did approximately 108 crores, and we will continue to invest in our facility. Some of the four-wheeler initiatives that we are doing will already be covered in this 200 crore. If any greenfield project is put up, either for two-wheeler or four-wheeler, we will advise you well in advance. At this point of time, that is not envisaged. This 200 crore takes care of everything.
Okay. All right, sir. And in terms of RFQs, I think you're sitting on around 700 crores of RFQs. So any update on that in terms of conversion into business and what kind of pipeline or traction you're seeing in the four-wheeler business?
Yeah, as we already informed the last call also, it is already there, and we are converting. We have already converted 70% of those RFQs into a business, and which will be under development right now.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Firstly, congrats on a very good set of numbers. Sir, you mentioned about new business from Mahindra. So can you share some color on, did we win some business for new models, and what type of ramp-up can we see in FY 2027? Some color on that would be very helpful.
Yeah. We were continuously informing about our business, what we did, and what we are doing as of now with Mahindra. We started our business 1.5 year before, and we are slowly and gradually being increasing one to other part, which are as a second source, and there are few projects which are being coming as a first source also. And we are working, and we have already projects in pipeline, which will be soon. Once this will be launched, we'll inform you in advance.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, what type of ramp-up are we seeing in Hero MotoCorp? You had, in the previous call, mentioned about some new model launches in which we are present. So can you share some more details on that?
Yeah, there are two models which is being launched in last quarters, two quarters. These all models are running well. And further on, EV models, which is already being included in our CMD speech, EV model also being awarded to us, and we will soon give you the feedback once these models will be in the market, once it will be launched.
Okay. Just a small follow-up. I think Hero launched a new refresher version of Splendor, I think Super Splendor XTEC. So is that a model for which we are a supplier?
As of now, we are not with the Splendor, but we have other model which is being launched and are working for new models, which will, as of now, we cannot disclose it.
Get that. Sir, for exports, we were doing some product development for Mercedes-Benz, and we had, I think, visited our plant. So any new business win in that area?
Yeah. As we had already informed that Mercedes has given us a business which will be a testing and validation project. So this model is being well developed, and we had submitted our samples for their testing and validation. Once their testing will be over, the final RFQs will be given to us for the next model development.
Sir, final question before I get back in the queue. Sir, given the commodity inflation and I think we have some import of LED chips, and given the INR depreciation, could you give some perspective on where you see the margins in the coming financial year? Will there be any impact of this?
Yeah, you're right. There is obviously in the market, there is this whole supply chain disruption which is causing price escalations in a number of our products. We also have some imports that we cater to. But what we've kind of explained to you in the past, for us, these are all pass-throughs. It's all very well known and understood by the customers. So these are passed on. This price escalations, any increase or decrease, both ways is passed on to the customer. It may happen with a lag of quarter or here and there, but over a period of time. So for the full year, we continue to maintain our guidance that we will be in the current margin, which is a 14% EBITDA plus is what we target for.
Thanks, I'll get back in with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Agarwal from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the four-wheeler business. One of the early participants talked about, RFQs of around 700 crore, and we're talking about 70% of that getting converted into business. So that would mean around 500 crores possibly. So is it possible for you to help us understand how the scale-up of revenues in this would happen, say, in the first year or second year? Just a tentative understanding on this part.
No, thanks for that question. Yes. First of all, let me just clarify that 700% RFQ going is into the next phase. That's not converting into an order. So let us not read it as conversion into a fixed order. Now, specifically, over the last two years, we've kind of explained to you individual details in terms of how we have progressed with Mercedes, how we have progressed with Mahindra's and several other customers. So the order book is starting to come in, but it is still relatively low. But if I have to give you a broad guidance for the year, our current four-wheeler business could be in the range of 100 to 150 crores for the current year. And going forward, we definitely expect this to move up significantly faster, 200 to 250 crores for the FY 2027-28. So we've explained to you these are kind of hardworking businesses. It takes a while for these orders to come through. So we will see a limited impact coming in this year, and I would say more meaningful impact in financial terms starting next year.
Sure. So thanks, sir. Just to clarify, you said 100 to 150 crore for FY27, correct, sir?
That's right.
And for FY28, sorry, I missed the number you said, it would move to
200 to 150 crore range.
Okay, 200 to 250 crore range. So also just one small thing, did we also give the cash balance at the start? Sorry, I missed that part in case.
It's around 260 crores as of today. 276 crores as of today.
Okay, 270 crore rupees. Okay, so my other question is on the revenue growth, what we have talked about in the past, so we should be growing by say 15 to 20% and outperform the industry growth. So, going by the current scenario, where currently, well, the two-wheeler industry is doing well, but then there are talks about, moderation in growth that could happen because of El Nino or weaker monsoon. So do we still maintain that annualized revenue growth of 15 to 20% going forward? Margins you already guided,
yes.
Just on the revenue plan?
Yes, we continue to be optimistic for the year. We believe that, the year and the subsequent year look okay, and we'll continue to maintain to 15 to 20% growth.
Sure, sir. Thanks. So just one more thing. At the start, I think we talked about the LED penetration. For us, I think from the auto revenues right now, almost around 63-64% comes from the LED and balance 36-37% possibly comes from the halogen side. Just wanted to understand if you can guide us on the two-wheeler industry. I'm talking about not necessarily for PM, but for the two-wheeler industry, as per your understanding, what would be the current LED penetration if you could just help us possibly both in value and volume terms if possible?
Very tough to give a specific number because there are just, too many models and they keep changing back and forth. We've seen some move into LED and then come back to lighting. The only thing we can give you a specific, well-regarded number is that, our pipeline is almost 100% LED. So going forward, this number, which is 63, will progressively keep moving up. Now, whether it happens to go to 80% in 3 years or 75 or 82, we can't predict. But this number is going up directionally.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue for this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash from Avrika Capital Advisors, LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So my question is on the four-wheeler strategy. Under Mr. Vineet Sahni, you are to talk about the four-wheeler strategy on this call. So can you throw some light on it, and is there any delay on the strategy? And also, Mr. Vineet Sahni was supposed to talk about the strategy on this call. What can be the reason for him resigning? Because he was also offered an extension, I think, in March or January.
So two, three different points there. First, let's address the point. Vineet Sahni has left and has decided to pursue other interests. He served with us for a 3-year period. And, at an extension time, we mutually decided that, it is something that he wants to pursue other opportunities. Now, what he's done is that we've sort of put together a very solid base for our four-wheeler business. We've worked hard over the last 2-3 years. We've got talent, we've got team, we've got all the organizational structure in place now to accelerate this business. So to your other question, the strategy will be put forward. The new leadership team of four-wheeler is Mr. Rajesh Sharma and Rahul Jain, who are personally seeing both the businesses. And of course, Mr. Jain is also now personally taken this on. So we will present to you a more detailed strategy on this shortly. But under no sort of circumstances should you think that there is any derailment in any way. We are moving forward, and we've also given you a little bit of revenue guidance today in terms of what numbers we can produce here. But a more detailed strategy we will produce at a future.
We are very bullish.
And we continue to be very bullish in terms of what we can do in this segment, because we are starting from a low base, so we will do very well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Shah from Ashika Investment Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible now. Thank you. You can go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. Congrats on a great set of numbers, first of all. And most of my other questions have been answered. But I will ask you this. If you could just help me with the price of a average price of a halogen lighting setup versus, say, LED. Just maybe average figures.
It is very difficult to reply the answer of because it is totally depend on the product wherein front lighting, rear lighting, what all kind of operations, what all kind of systems are will you be adding there. The product is not only headlight, this is not high beam, low beam. There is a sequential lighting also, there is a position light, there is a DRL. So it is very difficult, but conventional to LED, it is 3 to 4 times.
Okay, and right. And since we expect the current LED penetration of 63% to keep inching up, can we see more uptick in margins due to that, due to higher LED share?
No, we've always maintained that the margins are at the product level, pretty much
similar.
So our margin take into account everything, and our margins will be similar to what we are guiding towards, 14%, around 14%.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So just one question. Are we still... So,
Sorry, sir, your voice is breaking up. We can hardly hear you.
Yeah. Am I audible now? Yeah. So my question was, regarding a new CEO, are we still looking out for a new CEO to head the four-wheeler division, or are we confident that we'll be able to drive the growth ahead since all the strategy is in place?
No, no, we have enough management bandwidth in within the company. We are just the point we had made is Rahul has taken over as the managing director. What we are trying to explain is that to give particular focus to this new segment, he, besides the normal operation, he, along with Mr. Rajesh Sharma, will also personally look into growing four-wheelers so that it gets the desired attention. But we are not looking for a specific CEO for that division. We have enough management bandwidth.
All right. And then just to get a confirmation, you said the EBITDA margins consolidated will be around 14%, including the four-wheeler business. It is in a similar line, right?
That's right, yes.
Oh, all right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, in the four-wheeler business, we have mentioned that obviously we are trying to scale up our business with Mahindra & Mahindra, and also I think we have started some supplies to Force Motors. But do we see an opportunity to, like, work with other OEMs like Tata Motors or Maruti? Like, what will it take to, like, penetrate these other OEMs?
Yes, we are, of course, we bullish about four-wheeler, as we have already communicated in past and now also. We are working very closely with all the customers, especially Mahindra, Force Motors, and Tata Motors, too. And slowly and gradually, once these models will be launched and market will gain and confident on our technology, we will slowly and gradually will start with Maruti also.
Okay. And sir, for HMSI, our revenue growth for this financial was around 2.5%, which seems to be, like, lower than the wholesale volumes for the HMSI. And in the previous call, we had mentioned that it's mainly a product mix issue, and we are looking to, like, supply to some of the new models. So, sir, can you share, like, some color on, like, what type of new models in HMSI are we getting?
The new business we are getting continuously, but the launch will be, of course, decided by the company. We are ready with the product, which will be launched soon, and you will know once this will be launched, because before that, we cannot announce. But whatever business share as of now, we'll we are maintaining the same.
And, sir, final question before I get back in the queue. So for Yamaha, what type of scale-up do you see in the coming financial year? Because, for Yamaha also, you had mentioned some new model wins. So, have they gone into production? Yeah.
Yeah, there are a few models which are already been started, which are all export model, export to Europe as well as Brazil. And further on, eight or nine models are under development, which will be soon come into production. Those are for domestic as well as global models.
Compared to this year, do we believe a further, like, better growth in Yamaha in the coming financial year?
Yes.
Yeah, bullish.
Thank you.
We are bullish for that.
Okay, thanks. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations again on very good results. My question is, we were also working on some projects with respect to the ambient lighting and some new age lighting products. So what happens about that and how do we take that ahead, if you can help us understand that?
Sorry, one time again, Sahil.
We were working on few products on the ambient lighting side and other new age, front lamps and all of that. So what happens on that front, the fog lamps and few other things? Do we continue working on that? How do we think on those things?
Yes, we are continuously working on that, and there are few products which are under POC as of now. Once proof of product will be ready, we will be again visiting our customers to show them the technology which is being discussed and validated at the time of initial developments of meetings.
Right.
And we are closely working with our partners.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Majetia from ER. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. My question is more on our insurance costs. After our Tapukara fire and insurance claim, do we expect upward pressure on our insurance and renewal costs or perhaps on our borrowing costs because of this?
Yeah, so let me split your question in two. One is about the borrowing. We already have a very healthy cash in our hand. So there is no question of borrowing cost in our company. Now coming to the insurance, see this, when you seek the renewal for an insurance policy, dynamics at that time works. So maybe this year we paid some higher premium. Next year that will be again negotiated with the players. So it is decided on that time only.
Okay, that's understood. That will be all. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinay Nadkarni from Hathway Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have just one question. When I see your quarter four results, your automotive lighting, not the LED part, the other automotive lighting has actually shown a growth. Now, is this a one-time thing or is this something which is going to be sustained going forward?
LED is going to be future.
As already explained, our LED lighting share within the automotive lighting is increasing. So whatever you, what means, in some quarter if you see some increase in non-automotive, I don't know from where you are reading, but we continuously increasing 1 or 2% every quarter in LED lighting only. Last year it was 60%, this year it is 63%.
No, I was talking about the non-LED automotive lighting.
Decreasing.
This is decrease. Means naturally, if increase in the LED, so
non-lighting maybe.
Are you referring some slide in the presentation?
Yeah, I'm basically referring to your slide number 4, where you talk of Q4 28.26% as automotive lighting, which translates to around 212 crores as compared to Q4 171 crores. So there's a 24% growth in automotive lighting and LED growth is 19%. So I was just thinking, is this a one-off thing or maybe some models which came about or is this a long-term?
Okay, so this slide you please see, it is here the total sales of the company split into the LED and non-LED as well as the plastic and rear view mirrors. So when we talk about the automotive lighting only, the split is between the automotive, the LED and non-LED. So this, the chart you are referring, it is actually showing the whole percentage, rear view mirror as well. Okay. If anything clarification required, you can come on offline.
Offline. Yeah. Thank you very much.
This is already there. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Shah from Ashika Investments Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. Could you please help me with the current capacity utilization that we're working with?
Yeah, current capacity utilization is in the range of 75%. We have done a capex of 108 odd crores this year to debottleneck some of the lines. And we'll continue to invest over the next 2 years as we see the demand going up. So, you know, from a capacity perspective, we are well geared to handle our growth.
Okay, thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Srinivasan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope I'm audible. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I'm just trying to look at the products other than the auto lamps, the rearview mirrors, plastic molded parts. The revenue share has been marginally decreasing year over year. So I just want to understand the outlook for the next year and if it's going to continue to decrease. So if you can help me understand that, this is the only question I had.
Okay, so again, this because our main product line is the automotive lighting, and this is increasing very, you know, good way. So the, you are just seeing the percentage terms. The total amount is also increasing in the rear view mirror as well as the other parts, but this is very slow in comparison to the lighting. So this is the difference actually.
So just to explain, this is not a standalone product, so to speak, which we pursue too much. It goes to the same set of customers where lighting is going. So
yeah,
it's kind of ancillary to the main lighting product. And it continues to be sort of in the similar direction. Because our aim always has been to be a leading automotive lighting company, which is where our focus has been forever.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from SIMPL. Please go ahead. Hello, Shubham. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm audible. Yes.
Yes, you're audible. You can go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. So all of the four-wheeler orders that we are pursuing, and as you mentioned that we are targeting around 100 to 150 crore for FY27. So I just wanted to get an idea regarding the margins. So are we expecting our four-wheeler business overall to be margin accretive, or will it be similar margins as we are earning right now?
See, you know, I think the way we look at this business is at a holistic level. Right now, that business is too small to look at individual margin. Overall, we can continue to guide even while we grow this business. It will be at neutral margins. This is the margin range that we think we can follow for the next 2-3 years.
Okay. Got it. My next question was, could you just go a little bit in-depth and elaborate about the advanced IEMC validation facility that we have opened up? And, like, is it, will it support more of, you know, the current product development, or is it for newer products? And, like, could you just give some color about it?
So, EMI EMC facilities, which is being installed by us, which is one kind of facilities, which is being installed by only a lighting company wherein FIAM is, and this will be support us in reducing the overall development time, validation of product during the development, that to of proto to the mass production, which will give us engineering strength of FIAM with the product, which will be not only used for domestic, for global market too.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, you know, overall electronics is beginning to be a very critical component, and all this will happen in-house here in the, will help the MINC lab, will really help accelerate.
Okay, got it. Yeah, like as I think you earlier also mentioned that we would be supplying to Norton as well, a different kind of a lamp, right? The different kind of technology. So
yes,
it will help with this, right?
Yeah, it will help. Like EMI EMC is being required any kind of lamp which is being used as semiconductors. Any electronic component is being used. These test feeds is being done outside by each and every component. This is being installed inside, so to reduce the overall development time and not to wait for the time which is being taken from our outside testing agencies.
Okay, got it. And just one more update. I think in the last year or last to last year's annual report, and earlier we had even discussed that, we are currently developing new products, not a different technology for the current products, but a new product entirely, like, the touch capacitive, the laser technology or something other. So any update regarding these new products, when can we expect them, when can we expect to launch them?
We are ready with the POC. Proof of concept is most important, first of all, and we are discussing with all the customers. It is these all facilities and technology is being introduced first by the Indian government, wherein safety norms is being introduced. We are just waiting for those norms to be introduced, and we are ready for adopting this kind of technology with the proof of concept and with the engineering which is being already taken and proven at our end.
Okay, and will these new technologies be more of for the four-wheeler or two-wheeler or like nothing any specific?
This is in two-wheeler, four-wheeler both, not only for specific any segment. This will be implement with all the segments.
Okay, got it. And it would be for newer models only itself, right? And so can we expect it to be, in the market in the next 2 or 3 years or something like that, or we have no idea when the norms would be introduced?
As of now, no idea, because it is totally depend on the customers when they will adopt this kind of technology.
Okay, sure. Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of D. Chandran from Equity Research Analyst Individual Investor. Please go ahead. Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Deep, sir?
Yes, please.
Deep, sir, can you hear me?
Am I audible?
See, you're not audible, sir. Your voice is breaking up. Hello, Deep, sir. I would request you to fall in the queue again. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Crescent Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-on opportunity. Sir, will it be possible to share our R&D expenses for the financial year 25-26?
Yes, this will be, this is more than 2%, around 2%. So it will come in the full annual report. You will see it.
Good. Sir, congrats on the substantial spend on R&D, especially in the auto component sector. Can you give some color on what are the key focus areas or KPIs for the R&D effort?
See, there are few benefits which are mostly be required to set up this kind of R&D. And we are always the first and to adopt such kind of technology within our organization. So EMI EMC, this is being required mainly for any kind of electronic component which is being used in automotive industries or in any industries. And this will be reducing the overall development time and giving the quality product to the customer in first attempt and first go and first ride. This is a major attempt which is being required.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing comments.
Yeah, just want to thank the management for patiently answering the question. Please go ahead, sir, for the closing remarks. Thank you.
I would like to thank everyone for participation in today's conference call. I hope that we have adequately addressed all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you very much, members. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.